Hey, happy day. I was taking a walk the other day and I saw a man beside the road playing Scrabble. All of a sudden, the board got tipped over and all the letters went all over the road. And I looked at him and I said, hey, what's the word on the street? Kind of a groaner, I know, but hey, one more thing. So many of you have responded, I guess, or talked or written about me getting the vaccination here for COVID recently. And a lot of people said, oh, you shouldn't have done that. I probably had more pushback on this than I have with most things that I do. And I just wanted to say to all you people who have been concerned about it that I actually did it for you, because I'm the guinea pig and it's community service. And, you know, so far everything is okay. But I'll keep you posted, okay? And I'm still in California. Maybe that nut stuff is rubbing off on me. But the assembly in California, this is what they're doing now. They're saying we're going to craft a new bill that will require all department store children's sections to be gender neutral. Okay, this is all because of one person who has a job with a person who's been elected. Ugh. And that person who has the job says her daughter wanted an item that was in the boys section, but she felt slighted because the toy was designed and designated for a male child. But of course she was a shay, and how dare you people do that? And blah, blah. Oh boy, I gotta tell you, they just keep on being themselves there. And now you got Mr. Potato Head, and that's no longer a Mr. No. Grammar, but it's a gender neutral name now. This is what the Hasbro, the toy company, is saying. They're saying, you know what, we got this new Potato Head playset that will let children create their own type of families, including two mums or two dads. Queers and steers, I mean, what are you doing, you people? Sell toys. Get over yourself. I mean, that is just ridiculous. A whole bunch of liberal people got together and said, let's change the world, right? I shouldn't even say a whole bunch, probably a small roomful. And it's working, because they are changing the world. It's not very nice. Recently, I was at a place where there were lots of 2 and 3 year old children there, right? And the parents were always talking like this. Good girl. Good boy. How's that going to fit in with a toy manufacturer? Is that good boy, good girl? That's a common thing, commonplace, common what people say. In California, you have the teachers union president, and he led the charge with regard to closing all the schools, and they've been closed for a year now. And recently, he was caught. This isn't new, because these liberals are all the same, right? But he was caught dropping his child off at a private school. How do you even talk about stuff like this, because it can't be real, is it? But it is real. A psychiatrist would have a heyday with this kind of stuff. I mean, when approached, this was what he said. This is an intrusion of my child's privacy. I'm pausing because I'm almost speechless here. I mean, he's the union president and he told all the teachers to go home. I'm going to close the schools, and he did it. What an idiot. These are the same people, him and other liberals, that oppose capital punishment and self-defense, right? And now let's roll over into Canada. And you've got the Trudeau government there, and they're saying this: Canadians suffering solely from grievous and irreversible mental illnesses should be entitled to receive medical assistance in dying. So if you're a little crazy, you can kill yourself now, right? Boy, there won't be any politicians left in Canada. I mean, and again, these are the same politicians who will, they don't want capital punishment, anything like that, but they're saying you can now knock yourself off and we'll help you. Boy, oh boy. And in Edmonton, for instance, the police there have issued a warning to the public about this dangerous offender. He'd be easy to spot. This guy has tattoos on top of his tattoos. Anyway, his name is Clint Carafelli, and he's 30 years old, and he's known to carry weapons and he should not be approached. And he's a very dangerous guy, and he's 6'3" and he's well over 200 pounds, right? And he removed his ankle bracelet, and because of his violent tendencies. Capital punishment does come to mind here, or certainly a jail or something. I mean, you don't turn a guy like that loose and give him a bracelet. And then you go and say, everybody, hey, and it's not the police's fault. The police in Edmonton, I know many of them, it's catch and release, and they're so frustrated with the system, and they need help from the politicians. Then you got this guy in New York, the Cuomo, the governor. You know, in the past, he has said, if a woman makes a claim about a man who has assaulted her sexually, well, then she must be believed. Okay? And in particular with Brett Kavanaugh in that situation, he was right there saying, oh, all the women have to be believed because he's a bad guy and go get him. Oh, but all of a sudden it's happening to him as a whole different gig, right? The Prime Minister of Canada, the same thing. He said the same thing. All women must be believed. And then finally one day a woman came along and said, you, him, he did it to me. Oh, and he said, it's just a difference of opinion. Oh boy, the Prime Minister and these guys are all nuts. But you know what? Liberals, fake news. Is there such a thing as fake news? Think about that, okay? You can't trust everything you see, let alone what you hear. But even with regard to what you see, salt looks like sugar. Keep that in mind next time some politician's trying to feed you something. Hey, have a happy day. See ya.